It was the sound that first got our attention. It was loud, and we were still in the car, in the parking lot. All that we could do is smile and look at each other and say, man, are you kidding? This must be MotoGP. We got out of the car and the sounds just intensified. 20 to 25 motorcycles screaming down the straightaway at about 200 miles per hour. Bikes with 300 horsepower engines revving up to 19,000 RPMs. These are loud and fast motorcycles. Just the thing that we and thousands of others had come to see at the International MotoGP at the Circuit of the Americas. And the biggest thrill? Being amongst the crowd of like-minded motorcycle fans, cheering on the riders and gasping whenever there was a crash. Just like those attending a football or a baseball game, this experience was another reminder of just how large and enthusiastic our motorcycling community really is. This motorcycling community that we're a part of is global, positive, and enthusiastic, and it feels great to be a member of that family. Let's talk about it. Stay tuned. Recorded in beautiful Loveland, Colorado. Welcome to Peace Love Moto, the podcast for motorcyclists seeking that peaceful, easy feeling as we cruise through this life together. Are you ready? Let's go. It was a year ago when my friend Kent called me and he said, Ron, meet me in Austin, Texas, and let's go to the MotoGP races at the Circuit of the Americas. Unfortunately, I had to explain that I was still dealing with my hand injury, going to physical therapy on a regular basis, and I needed to pass for this year. But he said, okay, how about next year, 2024? And I said, you bet. So here we were, the first part of April, and I met my old friend at the airport. Kent and I go way back, almost 40 years. Hard to believe that. We met when we were in competitive bicycling, riding with fast riders from local bike shop teams and through the hills of North Texas, riding in tours and races and such. A desire to stay physically fit and competitive is one of the many things that Kent and I had in common. We still do. I just need to focus a little bit more on the fitness side of the house while he, obviously, remains one lean machine. I was quite jealous and inspired. There you go, buddy. I need to say this, too. If you don't have a close friend, get one. Friends and family make the world go round, as you know. It felt much like an extended family out there at the Circuit of the Americas, too. Like many of you, I have a passion for motorcycling. Had it for a long, long time. And it's so cool to see and talk with others, both young and old, who feel the same way. Life on the MotoGP circuit is this relentless pursuit of perfection, I guess you might say. Since getting back home here in Colorado, I've been watching a lot of videos about MotoGP riders and their teams. I think I searched using the words a day in the life of MotoGP or something like that, and a lot of things popped up. You know, it's interesting how learning a lot more details, facts and details about something can give you a lot more insights into the reality of things, what's real. If only more folks would take that into consideration when they watch their one and only news channel. Nope, not going to go that way. This is not a political podcast. So just moving on. Riders spend countless hours honing their skills and training their bodies to withstand these physical demands of this sport. And as I've learned, the G-forces are amazing. They are really pressed into the bike when they're making these corners. You know, I saw some cool examples of where riders on the track prior to track days, they'll go out on their bicycles to get a better view or a visualization of the details of the tracks, including the hills and the corners. It was cool to see them out on bicycles just riding the tracks. These riders must certainly be fearless and calculated and aggressive and under control. And they've got to push these machines to the limit without crossing the line. And that's their job, right? That's a tough job. This MotoGP circuit is this global stage with races that take place all over the world, in just about every country. And it's very interesting. It's very much an international crowd. And honestly, I think that's what attracts me to it. In my day job, I get to work with an international community. I've got teams all over the world. And it's just a thrill to collaborate with people around the world. And we're all working on goals together and talk about our lives and things. I love that. I love the international community. There are really good people all over the world. And that's what I'm reminded of, too. I love that fact. Riders come from diverse backgrounds and cultures, and we unite in a passion for a sport that we all enjoy, something that really means something to us. And that's what this podcast is about, right? This is a tight-knit community, you know, especially with the MotoGP community, as I've learned it. You know, they go through triumphs and setbacks all together, you know, pushing each other to be their best and being there if something doesn't go quite right. I saw video examples of that over and over again. You know, I think sometimes we look at the life of a famous person, like a MotoGP rider, and think, oh, if I could only be like that, or if I only had the things that they have. But as I learned, life on the MotoGP circuit is not all glamour and glory at all. Lots of risks, obviously, both physical and emotional. Riders faced a constant threat of injury that could result in huge impacts on their families. And, you know, some have even lost their lives, even on practice runs. It's a dangerous, dangerous sport. And from what I've learned also, the pressure to perform is really intense and the competition is fierce. I mean, these are the best riders in the world. These riders are very aware also that their support teams, beyond their families, they're very dependent on his or her success as a rider. Their sponsors are the ones who pay the bills. Those sponsors for motorcycle brands, for helmets and tires and brakes and oil and all of this, they have their brand names not only on the bikes, but also on the racing suits of the riders. That's something you'll notice right off when you look at MotoGP riders and their bikes. Winning or at least placing in the top three may be what's required to keep that sponsor. So with all this in mind, riders have to be mentally really tough and resilient and able to bounce back from disappointments and setbacks. You know, instead of being crushed, you got to look at the road ahead. Just today before sitting down to record this, I was watching a video about Miguel Oliveira, who's currently riding for the RNF MotoGP team. He's riding an Aprilia brand motorcycle. What a great guy. What a great young man. Such a love for family and a heart for others. Miguel is studying to be a dentist concurrently while he's on the Grand Prix circuit. Studying to become a dentist while traveling the world racing motorcycles. Now, that's just pretty cool. And I'd say it's probably a pretty smart backup plan, too. As I've learned, I think what sets Miguel apart is not merely his exceptional riding abilities, but his commitment to his loved ones. He shares how he is very, very close with his family and how his dad let him try motorcycling at a really early age. My dad did too, and I appreciate that to this day. Beyond his personal life, Miguel's passion extends to others, and he's actively participating and operates even various charities, including motorcycle training schools for young kids. I think that's just great. You know, some time ago, I heard a celebrity say, "I'm just an ordinary person with an extraordinary job." That was Julia Roberts, probably one of the most popular and famous celebrities in the world. And Miguel and other riders in the MotoGP world are certainly international superstars in their own circles, in their own realm. But from what I saw in the videos about Miguel, he too, just an ordinary person with an extraordinary job. He's also a person who appears to care for others. And knowing that, I'll be watching him a whole lot more closely when I watch the MotoGP races throughout this year on TV. Look forward to watching him and hoping for his success for sure. Most of us are just ordinary people. Maybe we look at motorcycle racers or celebrities who have their fame and fortune. Maybe we dream about that. Some people seem to put a whole lot of time and effort into being recognized by the world as being rich and smart or whatever. But I remember an evening conversation that Kent and I had out there in Austin one evening after the races and after dinner. We talked about how lucky we are to have a family, to have good friends. We talked about how grateful we were to have our friendship these 40 years. We agreed that that's about all the wealth and fame we really need. And I'm grateful for the chance to see the MotoGP in person, but I'm most grateful to have shared that experience with a great friend. So thank you, Kent. And thank you for joining me today and telling your friends about the podcast if you like it. Thank you so much for listening. I wish you peace and I wish you love.